I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Central Stadium, an iconic sporting venue. As part of a major fundraising drive, My Stadium Seat is offering you the chance to place your name or the name of someone who loves GAA on a seat at the Field of Legends. Packages from €100 include seat naming plaques, certs of authenticity, online biographies, and open day tickets. Show your support. Visit mystadiumseat.com. Central Stadium, where every name matters.
Welcome to the Premier View podcast, episode number 86. Today I'm your host, Kevin Ryan from the St. Mary's Club, joined by Enda Tracy, King of the North from Tomb of Arran, and Sean Smith, not King of the Mid, from Turles Arsfields. A lot of action to catch up on, lads. So there's the conclusion of the County Senior, County Premier Intermediate and the Junior Intermediate then as well. So we'll dive straight into it. So there's ending up with being two preliminary quarterfinals needed this weekend for the County Senior Championship. There was only one game played this weekend in Group 1, which was, of course, the County Kilruan game. In that group then, obviously, which was affected by a postponement, Kilruan end up top in the group with 4 points after their win over County. Mike Harkey end up in relegation, which was decided this weekend. Enda, I'll go to you first on that. Kilruan, North team, top in the group. They a real contender for this year's Zambrine?
If you had this result with Craig Morgan on the pitch, you would say so, but it's a massive loss for him. But they did well to get the win against Clonalty. They started very well. Clonalty, as they always tend to do, get back into the game, very hard to put away. Goals made the difference there in the day, but I just think they're missing too much of a figurehead in their defence with Craig gone. As the competition progresses, look, Clonalty, we're missing Conor Hammersley as well. He's gone away for the rest of the year, so he was another massive loss for him. All the forwards are looking. Conor is contributing 3-4 points every match this year, so big, big loss. And when you're delving more into the panel and losing the big players, it really stunts you, especially in the forwards, like with scoring forwards at a senior level, at club level. Most clubs are at a premium for really good forwards, and Connor's in that bracket. So,
arguably, one of the club players of the championship the last couple of years.
Absolutely, yeah. And he's really taken over the mantle from Timmy in the full forward line this year. Look, he was going really well. So, look, Kilruan will be happy to be top in the group. But we were just discussing there off the camera there that second place teams are pretty decent out of all the groups. So, it won't be easy for them.
It's a massive advantage, though, to top the group and avoid any chances of preliminary quarter-final, though, isn't it, Sean? I mean, you know, Sarsfield is now out against Clonalty the weekend. I mean, it's a long way to get to a county final from there, from your preliminary quarter.
Audi Van Hurlen back to back then as well, weekend after weekend. Like, the prime goal is top group, no matter what, and avoid that primary. And the way the championship went this year, especially in that group, you know, Connaught and Enagh winning the division, then we're going to the primary. And Cliran said, if we get a top now, we'll avoid having to draw one of them. But like, we're out next Sunday against Connaught in primary, we'll come to our group then. And like, that's not going to be easy in Holy Cross. Like, that's kind of a draw, to be honest. No kind of team wants, to be honest, this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We might come back to that in a couple of minutes. We'll move on to the next group, Group 2 now, which is Drummond Inch, who are, you know, arguably the team in the group stages, and we discussed them in our last episode in depth. Top of the group with Turles Arsfield coming through after, you know, I think it was an 8-point win against Temple Derry, who I think have improved throughout the group stages, and Drummond Inch beating Barcelona there, who exit the championship. So, again, Sean, I'll go to you on this. They were happy to Sarah's progressed from a tricky group, and albeit picking up a couple of injuries.
Yeah, we've done the job of Ndala. I know it was a hard kind of, we won by 8 in the end, you could say, six in the end it was, but like, there's times that game in the second half was a goal in it. Sean Urine for Temple Derry was very good as always. He just plucks off scores, he finds space. Like, he is an exceptional club player at that level, and Temple Derry deserved to be kind of at that level. You'd hope to see him stay up to fair. You know, they show good spells during the game. They brought us the whole way to the end. Like, we kind of got a few goals there, kind of killed it. But from our point of view now, like, Roland wasn't playing again. And like, when he'll be back at all, if he is back, but then we're kind of still in championship, is kind of another thing. And we still have to grind out the win. But coming through that group, as I say, kind of the group of death on paper, you look at it, and there's going to be one big team losing out. And Bursley had it all through last day. Like, the score difference was a killer. Like, losing to ourselves the first stage, I said previously, was just where they weren't going to win 15, 16, 70 points, whatever it was, you know, so it was a massive score. And Drummond done the job in 3-3. And we kind of mentioned Drummond to start, kind of foreign team, and to keep winning. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, and Barcelona, I think, were many people's top team before the group stages started. You know, Mikey Bevan's involved, and, you know, kind of fairly star studded background team. And they, you know, as the group panned out, the damage was done in that first game against Sars.
It was, yeah. They were really struggling early in the year to get form. And then once that result happened, they were really on the back foot, confidence-wise, form-wise. And look, with the way the group was laid out with the three teams, more than likely going to be beating Temple Derry in their own games. And that's the way it turned out. So, very awkward for them. Look, I don't think they ever settled on a 15 for the whole year. They were kind of chopping and changing lads from different positions. And, you know, even the last day, there was a lot of changes around the pitch during the match. So, they have the raw materials there for 16, 17, 18 players that they have that are as good as any club team in the county. But, you know, it's all about getting the balance right on the pitch in the different positions. And just didn't happen from this year. And you can have years like that. To be fair, that team has been on the road a good few years since they got to the All-Ireland. So, you know, you're due a down year.
Given the environment, the championship, and look, it does show the value of a divisional title. If you have that in the back pocket, you see J.K. Bracken's there. And, you know, Clonalty, you know, with the divisional wins early on the game, it gave him, I think, a bit more freedom to play the group stages in tough groups as well. But, you know, Barcelona, just, you know, as I said, it was a group of debt, and you know, they're the big team to lose out.
I don't know if Nina would agree with you, the value of the North title. And they're after kind of getting a bit shafted there, I think, with the preliminary quarter final, like, they basically, like, winning the division done nothing for them. Which I think it's going to have to be looked at next year. In reality, they're after getting shafted for the extra game.
Yeah, the double. You think that they should have the double? You know, that winning your division and finish the second. I'd agree, and I don't think you'll find too many people that wouldn't agree. But yeah, because it wasn't in the rule book, and then, you know, we'll go down and discuss the Seamus O'Regan there. That, you know, Portrow War kind of, you know, war exempt because they had seemingly, you had to avoid repeat pairings or whatever, not because they won the division. But it would have been the obvious one to let Nina into the quarterfinals direct. But you know, Lockmore for once avoiding it will be laughing.
the preliminary
quarterfinals.
For Marty Ryan, he sent me a text for a draw. It'd probably be us again, sure. He had up in line. Lockmore probably get the draw. And then when I shared the draw then online, he was like, is this official? This can't be right. He was kind of stunned.
Lockmore versus Killinall in the preliminary quarter final, or I mean, just for all time's sake. But Temple Derry as well, like, you know, be keeping an eye on their results, and like, you know, they did take a hammering in the first game, but I think they've improved since. And, you know, I think if they could stay up in Dan Breen this year, the year would have to go down as a success for them.
Yeah, that would have been the goal, realistically. Look, when they had the draw, look, you don't want to say you're not going to win a match, but when they're looking at that group, they're like, right, maybe if we can squeeze a win, we might stay out of relegation. But realistically, coming up our first year, we want to just be staying in the grade and try and improve year on year and see where it takes us. I'm not sure, Sean, was Adrian Ryan playing the last day? He was missing for a few of their matches. He would have been the last time.
I don't think he was. So where have he been playing?
And forwards. Blue helmet, left-hand
back. Broad. My camera was broken, so my camera was only showing me red colours. No, I couldn't see blue and greens in the camera. I should have seen recording. Broad Ryan and Shawnee Ryan were the main kind of go-tos.
Yeah, they have a good 12, 13 players in fairness to Templeary. Like, they have a lot of lads that played county, like the Stapletons, Christy Coughlin, Liam McCutcheon was on the minors, Eric Carey, Will Savage, Sean Ryan, Grod Ryan, Adrian Ryan, Anna Murray, all these boys played with Tip.
So, they're like, all getting in around Tip teams, yeah.
Yeah, even someone said at Templeary there as well, their scoring power, even I think of all the bottom teams, they were 20 points ahead of all teams for point score or something, you know, that finished bottom. So, like, to fair, they got handed a hard group, but they didn't disgrace themselves by any means. Like, them three games and bring them on, like, and going into relegation, like, you kind of have to fancy them if they produce their performance again.
Defensively, it screwed them up. Like, they conceded, they conceded 90 points.
Yeah.
Which is the average of 30 points a game. Like, that's, they're going to struggle to win matches when you're conceding that sort of score. So,
they can't score enough to get there, but they're still scoring. They're scoring a fair whack, though.
Yeah. It's like, that's their team's round. I give them a good chance in relegation staying up just because the scoring power they have.
Yeah.
But you know, we might have a three kind of Dan Breen contenders, live contenders in group two, but I don't think we can say the same about group three. In the end, Tuma Barra finished second and they got the job done in a I'll give it to Monica, one that signed the group of dwarves, saying that Holy Cross avoid relegation and Mondahone go into relegation then. So again, they picked up a couple of injuries. Alan Curran, I think, suspected cruciate, so best wishes there. So he'd be a massive loss.
Mondahone got two injuries, didn't it? Two ACLs. Is that or something hurt? No?
Two ACLs. I think I saw Alan Curran on crutches there at the under 19 game Sunday. So
they're both defenders, aren't they? Two under defence.
But Mondahone would have a small enough panel as well. So I don't know when the relegation is going to be played. Probably will be the same weekend as the quarterfinals, I'm assuming. But it doesn't give them a whole lot of time to regroup.
Yeah, they're looking like the team that are most likely to go down. When you're looking at the others, Templeary, look, have been improving. As you're saying, good forwards, heavy scoring. Aeroge, in fairness to them, struggle to score, but they keep it very tight. And when they bring you into a fight, it can be very hard to beat them. I've seen them against Loughmore the other day, and I've seen them against Killadangan. 45, 50 minutes in both those matches, they're well in the mix. They just don't have the players to put the ball over the bar when the match is in the melting pot. And Mike Carkey as well, like, they had a mixed bag, but they're capable of turning it on, as we've seen against
Nina. You look at their results in that group, Mike Carkey will come to them as well. Like, but yeah, they have a performance in them.
Yeah.
And yeah, look, Mondahone, as well, I mentioned that under 19 game, and they'll fight fiercely to the end. They won't go down without a fight. That's a tough draw now against Templeary. For them, look, you're not going to get an easy draw on that anyway. But Tuam, you're into the quarterfinals now, and you have to be happy enough with that.
Yeah, after last year, going into the last day and what went down, I'll never forget it. But look, we just wanted to keep that game tight, keep it to within a few points, either winning or losing. Look, at half time, we basically knew we were true. We were winning by 2 points at half time. I don't know if that got into the lads' heads. They kind of took the foot off the pedal a bit. But look, finishing second doesn't look all that bad now based on the teams that also finished second in the other groups, Turles, Loughmore and Nina. Three fairly good teams. I think probably the stronger teams, if they have all their players back and firing, are in the second place in the other groups. So look, a quarter final is where we wanted to be at the start of the year. I don't know about the group of dwarves things, like, not many dwarves have 22 county titles, Kevin. I don't know how many.
Currently, I'd say three of these teams have recently enough been the Orion, so.
Yeah. Look, yeah, I, we're
Happy would you change? Look, you know, yeah, look, because we're getting a bit of slagging over this or whatever. Call it, course, and it is me, but like I said, like, would you have swapped this group when it was drawn for any other one? If you were to swap your place with Temple Derry, that or Brackens or whatever, I don't think there'd be too many clubs putting up their hands to swap. Like, so I think it was a favourable draw for all the clubs involved, is what we're saying. We're not slagging them off too much there. But like, yeah, you know, and Sean, like, just Holy Cross as well. I think that's important, them not being involved in another relegation scrap, because they're building a nice bit of underage momentum out there in Holy Cross. Great facilities. Like, Darrell Woods had a storm, you know, had a stormer. He looks like, you know, starting to score. They might just be lacking a forward or two kind of over the last couple of years. But if they could put it all together, you know, they got a couple of good players, you know, a couple of very kind of well-renowned players coming through now underage. Like, you see them kind of maybe starting to beginning to compete at the other end of the Dan Breen over the next couple of years.
Oh, for sure. There's something, quite what people said, just don't finish last. Like, just kind of getting into a relegation battle. Like, you do say Mullaghan, like, they'll, and no matter who plays them, you have to beat them on the field to win, and they'll drive you home. They'll bring the away. Like, Holy Cross now third, regroup. You mentioned Darrell Woods there. Someone said he didn't have any wives there the weekend, like, and I believe it. His radar's on. Brian O'Mara then as well, just dictated it. Run about him here on the pod for multiple times as well. So, like, they've underage talent coming up to be 19 during the 17s as well. You know, so they will keep building, and like, these lads are throwing the younger lads into senior A, are throwing straight into the heart of the action. Like, you know, they say, oh, it's great to be senior B or permanent B, or call it, but like, you want these young lads playing at the highest level, and that's where you learn the game. And Holy Cross, that's what they want to do, keep beating at A level, and can't hurt now, and that's it kind of for the group. But as you say, Mullaghan with the injuries, are going to have to go to find a hard, but
yeah, sorry, into his own family as well.
I defense temporary to be with Mullaghan, have them kind of reported injuries and the one or two losses, like, and temporary a bit of firepower at the other end of the field. Then,
absolutely, yeah, plenty more to come there, I think. So, yeah, Tuma Vara, it could be a dark horse, as we're hearing from Enda here now. So, we'll go on to group four.
I never said that.
You didn't rule it out, but I said it. We go to group four. So, reigning county champions finished second in this one, Loughmore, reigning double county champions. So Kildangan, I suppose, had a kind of like a bland enough passage through, like, you know, drama free, 5 points there, got their traditional opening day point against Loughmore, kind of beat the teams then they had to beat. So they topped the group. Loughmore needed the last day win over Aeroge to, you know, confirm their passage. And Brackens, I suppose, you know, they're not in relegation now, and they have their preliminary quarterfinals, so they can have a cut now at that.
Yeah, they can, yeah. Look, that group was tight. It was tight. No, in fairness, Kildangan, you could say in one breath, they were poor, didn't really get going. Still unbeaten, 5 points. Yeah. And that's worrying. If they can click into gear at all, it'll be very hard to stop. If that's them playing poorly and still managing to go unbeaten through the group, there's plenty of room for improvement there. There just seems to be something missing with them. They're just not scoring as heavy. They're not as clinical as they have been the last few years. Like, what did they score the other day? 3-13.
3-13, yeah.
Like, just one of the goals is fluky enough. Paul Flynn
is a lot of wides against their old as well.
An awful lot of wides. Paul Flynn kind of has been one of their talismanic forwards last year. He's not playing to his full potential. John Hayes started well in the North Championship, not playing that well. I think they're more relying on the likes of Ty Gallagher, Alan Flynn, Joe Gallagher. Aren't heavy scorers, but they're still hurling well. Their back unit is still pretty strong. Billy Seymour hasn't come back from the States. I don't know if there's a lad after stealing his passport and coming back in Ireland with Kildangan or something. But he's not
hurling. Stealing his passport.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten off the plane. He hasn't brought the form that he has in previous years, but he could get it back as the weeks go on. But Loughmore, I seen him the other day against Aeroge. We were talking about lack of scoring power. We said it last week, 772 gone off their forward line. They're just struggling for scorers throughout the field. Kieran McCormack played well the other day, not a heavy scoring forward. Noel is drifting out the field. He's not getting as much as he could. Liam McGrath's hitting free as well, but he wasn't good from play. So Look, they have a good set of backs.
They look a bit lightweight up front now, you know, Evan Sweeney kind of gone there as well.
Yeah, but the only thing is Kieran Connolly came on the other day and he looks...
Now, he got 2 or 3 points that came on, didn't he?
Yeah, he got 2 points, yeah.
You know, like, looks... that's a great boost, same trees.
Even since I've seen him...
You have a nice break before the quarterfinals now, having avoided that preliminary for them. So they will be able to get a bit more training time into him and that. So, you know, that'll be a big addition.
Yeah, and so much so with their forwards that they have Brian McGrath, centre forward, trying to make up a bit of a difference there. Brian's a good hurler, but he's not a scoring forward and he never will be. But Kieran Connolly, even since I've seen him last year, he's after turning into some size of a chap.
The great white hope for Tipperary hurling.
Specimen of a chap. He's ready for Intercounty. He really is. And we know the engine he has when he gets back up to match pace. He'll be a serious asset for Lochmore. But look, they seem to be missing a bit of score and probably will undo them at some stage as the year goes on. But it'd be stupid to write them off all the same.
It's just the championship is so open. I think there's no outstanding team, like we said that a few times. And then Kildangan just saunter through by 2 or 3 points in a quarter final. Then they're in the semi, you know, they're in the semi final. Like this championship, like when you're in that quarter final, I know I've said it a couple of times, it might not take a whole of a lot of winning.
It is a strange year.
Anything could happen. Yeah. Look, to get that quarter final, we. Two prelims scheduled for this Sunday, one in Holy Cross, which is Clonalty and Turles Sarsfields. I fancy Sarsfields for that. I think Clonalty, look, there's a lot of emotion and stuff in there. But as I said, when you detailed the loss, obviously you did, and Conor Hammersley, that's two hammer blows there for a team, you know, and I can see them coming up short there. I don't know if any you would disagree.
Yeah, not by much, though, I'd say. Turles are missing players as well, like when you're missing likes are on and like a it's a huge loss and some frailties in the back line there. Sean was saying Sean Ryan had a really good day the other day and they were throwing different lads onto him and they couldn't stop him. So look,
Sean's staying quiet there now, so that's you can tell he's worried.
It wouldn't have been a draw you would have wanted. Like Clonalty in Holy Cross, tight field, midfielder doesn't exist. It's just 2 half back line top to the right. It's going to be the occasion and everything. You know, just the way the year's going as well,
the weather's
starting to turn, so there's some dose rain and dollars. You can see it coming over the hills, and all of a sudden, then absolute soaked. But hopefully, we get through. It's in like Billy came on again, looked active when he came on, to be fair, in the second half. So, like, when we get half an hour of him this time, we get 50 minutes out. We know we need these lads in.
How's Teddy Creedon going?
He started well in the last day, but it was kind of Dwalling Gwynn or Tim Clary marked him well last day. You know, it's we're in a corner and place at Dalla could be lonely spot at times there, you know, just ball not going into you. So, but it's another game, and another game, as you say, like Mullaghone picking up injuries, another game where lads potentially get injured before they even make it to the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. And then Brackens versus Lena, tougher one to call, I think, there. Brackens, you know, they're not a team that is ever going to shoot the lights out. But
I fancy Brackens, they should have bit locked more today, to be honest. Like, you know, like that group, you know, to end up in a Premier Car final after hurling they done all year. I know they'd have made to fall back on, but kind of, I think they'll give Neil plenty of a win, to be honest.
Yeah, if Andrew Ormond shows up again.
Yeah, but that's if you keep them quiet, those on the other.
Yeah, that's tips, the only thing. But like me and they're missing players as well, Nina. Like, they're. Like, they have a good, strong 12, 13, 14 players, but, like, they're really down to their bare bones. That's coming off the bench. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get with Nina. We've said it 100 times, even seen it in the group, but, you know, they've done well in 2 matches and they got beaten by Mike Carkey, who didn't win another match, and you just don't know who's going to show up for them. But, look, by the same token, Andrew Ormond, if Jake doesn't hurl for them, like, they could be in trouble as well. So, you know, that'll be a tight enough match. I'd hate to be betting on that, to be honest.
So look, I mean, two games there to look forward to as things really kind of kick into gear now on the senior front. We'll go to the senior B now, the other senior championship. the Orion. So apologies to Sean Tracy's. I don't think we did them any favors.
You should be getting a fine like Mick McCarthy got years ago there for fielding that
team. Yeah, the Cup. I'm going to keep the soccer references out. I was going to call Aero. I was going to say, geez, they're similar to Burnley, aren't they? They're going to drop sooner or later. But we didn't even get to their relegation playoff. So. No, we were just injury hitting. We had an under-19 final then on Sunday evening, so we had to kind of rest.
Yeah, you're dead right. You're dead right, chat. You're dead right. Yeah,
exactly. Look after number one, as usual.
It's a good, yeah, good way to finish, Kevin, yourself. Like, top the group after down below your game is Carrick, you know, poor performance and coming on top of the group. You know, like, it's kind of a long progression, like, you know.
Going and see that, to be honest. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, in fairness to the lads, they really got it together since they've come a long way. To have that group done after two games is great. Like, the progression is great. And like, I wasn't at the game on Saturday. We had a big underage tournament there, so I was caught there. But, like, you know, they said that if we're just... You know, like they needed it more basically, but you know, they were happy enough with the performance they came to. But yeah, Tracy, Newport have been very disappointing there in that group. You know, I haven't seen them that, you know, like the first day, like they kind of looked like they had no identity or they're having trouble kind of with their identity. They're like, yeah, what they were trying to do, like with the style. And I thought, you know, I honestly thought that they'd beat Tracy's the weekend there and kind of. That'd be a good result if I'm getting second place. But, you know, that's relegation for them for second year in a row. Again, we mentioned Holy Cross having, you know, a very good underage setup and that, but Newport have savage numbers. You know, and they'd want to be doing a bit more, I think, than where they are now.
Yeah, they're similar in a similar boat to Ballina, I think, with the underage. It'll take them a few years to filter through. Competing at A grade now fairly regularly. Go back another 10 years and they're having to join up a Ballina Hinch to make full teams. I know that was more of a Ballina Hinch thing, but you know, they're standing on their own 2 feet, producing players at every grade. They have a very good under 13 team there at the minute. I think they're in an R final actually. Yeah, they qualified for an R final last week. So look, they're missing Sean O'Brien as well this year. He'd be a big player for him. And they could only get Conor Mahoney back for the last few matches.
I think he improved him a lot.
He did. But like, he came on for 15, 20 minutes there against Burgess in the second round, turned the match for him.
I think the same against Tracy's, but I think the damage was done.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Cost Tracy's in the end, to be honest, like a bit of a comeback. But
Tracy's full value for the win. I've seen a bit of it hurled well. So look, Newport are where they are on merit, like they can't have any complaints.
Yeah, we might look at these kind of groups the knockout games as they progress. Just going to flick up group two here as well, which was Ross Gray. So this one was already done as well. So Ross Gray going about their business nicely again, having come down from Dan Breen. Silver Mines then to take the second place. Mine take third and Kildangan B again into relegation, which hasn't been drawn yet. I think it hasn't because of the Swans' involvement in both ends of this, but yeah, Ross Gray again, not much to say.
But Alan Tynan back hurling for him well as well. So that's one boost for our own independent.
Decent kind of score against mine, 317-115, and finished up. So that's good scoring.
Yeah, hurling well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And probably one of the favorites now, you'd say, going into knockout. I still think there's more to come from him, to be honest.
It'd have to be a little bit, you know, to win it.
I think so, yeah. But they're gradually improving as the year goes. And Alan coming back, he's going to be a huge addition there. Hopefully he stays injury-free now because he's had tired a few years, like a real athlete that we'd really benefit from and tip with seniors if he could get a good run going. Ross Gray, they'll probably be disappointed last year that they got relegated. I still think they're a top 16 team. when they're in the mood for it anyway, when they're all committed and
yeah, when they're a couple of points up, you know, like we said over the years, they're a couple of points up against big teams and just couldn't see it out. Like, you know, and this year, though, they're going out 3 wins, 3 games. No, just doing it. Just.
Yeah. And we're talking about the other teams producing underage. Ross Gray are consistently producing good
another
teams.
19 North title.
Yeah, 19 wins, yeah.
Yeah, they're always producing good A teams in the North semi-final, North final stage. So there's no excuses for them. They should be a top 16 team as far as I'm concerned.
Killangan probably got lucky with injuries and stuff. They use a few B's, A's into the first 2 days out, and like that's the thing with the second team. I've seen ourselves that if you lose one or two of your main B lads, you know, your centre back, centre forward, probably in their main positions.
Yeah, and only a 2 point loss though against Silvermines, you know. So that's, I think that as the ground turns again, like, you know, in that relegation, I think that I wouldn't put it past Killangan to stay up again, maybe spring a bit of a surprise and stay up, definitely. You know, you see a strong drummer in the intermediate. So there's not a lot between a lot of these teams kind of down the end of this or any stage in the Orient. Talk about Silvermines, their reward for second place finish is Carrick Swan nil. Depleted Carrick Swan. We'll come to them. We'll go through group three first. No, it's not that group, sorry. So where am I? With group three, Gardnerhill, so another team that had all their business. So like the first season, this have just all, you know, got their business done early, had the weekend off to put the feet up. The big story for that group is no doubt killing all, being killing all and being flaky as fake and exiting now. So
I told you, you know, like we can
be nice clothes and all that, but like, killing all, you know, not so long ago you're in a county semi-final and all that, underperforming in TIFF, and then you're losing to Turles Arsenal's B team. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's a shocking result. Like, and in fairness, look, Turles have a savage second team as well, like producing great numbers, great, good players. Like, in any other club team, would probably be playing for a first senior team. Yeah. Still though, Killinall on paper should be in a county final, but look, like they're doing this for a long time now. Last 3 or 5 years,
you know. And look, to be honest, even now lately, the team isn't even that strong on paper. A lot of those lads are getting on.
Mm,
you know, yeah. The kind of the golden generation, like the kind of strong underage from the middle of the last decade on. Like, you know, they need to kind of tear it up and start again.
Which I know.
You know that result. And I'll say it because I had them backed in an acume. They cost me a few quid, but like.
That's why you're bullying.
Why every time you ask me?
They started off 2 or 3 points up, I think, and then it just ended up being point for tit for tat 6-4, 5-6, 7-6. Cannot hit a lot of bad wides, to be honest. They're scoring to the scoreboard end there, golden, perfect on day for hurling, conditions lovely, a lot of bad wides. But then we kind of got into it when in a point up at half time, and you know, we just heard well, like there's no way that Bubba's went off at half time. He got a belt in hand. I'm not sure exactly what happened, whether he fell over on it, got hit. I think he went off before half time, came back on at half time, and then he went straight back off again. Kind of strange in the far corner at the time. So he's a big loss because he was scoring frees from out the field. He was just a lad at the mark, no matter what. He's like all them big players. Then kind of Killinall, then kind of near the end, started kind of going for goals. He couldn't, did a few shots, just couldn't get through the fence. And we brought on like Mikey O'Brien came on, Michael Purcell came on, and with our senior as well, young Tyne Maher in the middle of field picked off points. No, we lads came on, goal threats that scored points, slot them over, keeps cup points head and kind of saw it out. But it's a great win for a B team. Like, if you told me we're going to be a Killinall last day to qualify, like most says, like, Jay-Z having a hope. Like,
yes, that's a great win, like, for Sarsfields. Again, like, that team has been just so solid, getting up from intermediate. Probably what, 4 or 5 years ago now, and just has been competing in quarterfinals, semi-finals of the Orient every year since. Like, it's just been so solid, so hard to beat.
Other than Turles' first senior team, like he've weekend of junior finals as well this weekend.
Yeah, we've double junior finals Saturday, right? In Lifton, Junior A and Junior B, and it's trying to work out. The last time we're in the two, like, I don't know, innit?
Savage gone.
Yeah, so.
We won a few South titles in the 1980s, and then. They start to climb a log, and then, like, you know, you're winning all around you, and then not in split Turles in 3 or 4 now at this stage. Give the rest of us a chance.
Yeah. And one top of that group, Gartner Hill, 3 from 3, you know. Looks like Turles, Richard Out, Hover, and Bear, and they're hurling.
We haven't talked enough about them, I think, you know, Gartner Who.
They're doing their job quietly, and just people kind of like, you know, Gartner Who? You know, I didn't, like, they're winning and doing nothing. No pun intended there.
They're scoring well, you know, even that win again the weekend, you know, you could have said, oh, you know, they're true, like, you know, they might let a slip ball now.
That's what we were thinking. If we ended up winning, that like Gartner Who mightn't actually, they're true anyway, no matter what. They could have went out and just tipped their own, but like they're playing for positions. They're winning. Why lose? Like, stay winning their match, and that's where they're going. Like.
They're averaging 28 points a match. Like,
I'm sure they got 5 goals against those. Is there something? Jesus, they were just couldn't.
Yeah, that was a very high scoring game. Yeah. We'll move on to the group of champions now, lads. Cashel King Cormac's friends of the
group of midgets,
group of divisional champions. Cashel King Cormac's friends of the podcast finish on 100% record, not 100 points. You know, it's definitely, I think I always felt that Cashel would be stronger kind of year 2 after their evolution. So they seem to be getting things together after a slow start. Lucky to be Clonakenny. Port Roe finished second and get the benefit of avoiding a prelim quarter due to God knows why.
whatever magic repeat, happens in repeat the parents, but it's just,
yeah, look, probably the right answer, you know, arrived at by the kind of wrong, you know, the wrong way.
Yeah, it's just to Nina, let's look at, like, why are Nina in one? That's the way you look at, but they are just repeat parents, a killer, but just it's something that will be looked at, but to be honest. I don't think it'll ever happen again. 4 division champions in one group, like, just
weird. Exactly. And Swan then are in relegation. Gavin O'Halloran getting straight red. I don't think they've put there, and you know, so he'll miss the game this weekend versus the Mines. And you know, that's a tough one for him. That's a real 50-50 game, I think.
Their
season is just completely tailed. If you told me after them beating Mulnahone, you know, in a south final, just the good buzz around the place, kind of dominant performance, you know, in Clonmel that evening, like, you know, savage supporters out that they lose their next 3 games. You know, like, I wouldn't have believed it. And, you know, I don't know where they'll go from here. Like, you know, they just never really kind of got back up to the pace where they kind of hurled that day, I think, you know, and that, you know, some of their scoring has been.
Well, they're kind of always the thing in their head, we're qualified through the by any, but like everyone else in that group are the same, and they went out hurling, like, you know. So
massive risk to take, Sean. That relegation isn't going to be easy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just say that. Like, and like, you probably could have thought they could have got over Clonakenny that day, and they didn't, you know. That's the kind of one that killed them. Clonakenny wiped them aside. 3-20 to 1-16 to 1-17 or something else. So that was probably the one they thought win that and it gets third, but they could do it. And they're going to probably hold up to a championship now, Sean. You want it?
That's the thing, like. You know, like, in like relegation, assuming that they don't win the whole thing out, you have themselves, Kildangan, Ballina, and Newport. So, you know, like, that's, there's no gimme in that.
No,
you know, we'll talk about that when the draw is made. But yeah, there's going to be serious delay. I think that'll suit maybe Kildangan be a bit. Kind of, you know, team training with as long as the seniors stay in it. And
that's pending Swans winning the weekend, which they might, like, trying to see. It's hard to know.
Yeah, you know, look, they might do it kind of the weekend. If Swan lose, it's all well and good. They'll do the relegation draw, and they'll have the last weekend in September. But, like, yeah,
Swan's win, it drags out other teams. Like, you're kind of four weeks out from a game, you know, like, it's, and not knowing who you're playing either, you know, it's kind of just a bit, they might kind of go on a bit. So that's just, but it's the way the divisions went and Tip losing early. It's just, everything had planned perfectly fair this year to fix your calendar. It's just one thing to happen, and I say it'll never ever happen again, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think just a word in that group on Cashel. I think the four, you know, the four group winners in this looking very strong. But Cashel, if I was going to order them, you know, I'd put Cashel in Australia, maybe 1 and 2, maybe St Mary's and Gartner Who going for 3 and 4. But you know, Cashel, look, I think that they've learned a lot from last year. They look very settled. You know, they have a good couple of scoring forwards, the likes of the Bonners and that, as well as, you know, Jar Brown kind of settled into the team, Devin Ryan. So, you know, they're definitely another team that's kind
There's
of
no drama about me either issue. There's no kind of hullabaloo or drama. It's just they're gonna win it. No, like last year was all rumored round and stories and this and that. This year it's nothing. The closed camp and just
they haven't started losing yet, like, so that might
Other than the scrap at the end of the Clonakilty match.
Can be commenting that now here, Linda.
The CCC will be requesting a copy of the podcast. they definitely they picked up from the Clonakilty game.
Definitely, yeah, definitely improved, yeah.
Right, so we'll move on to the junior intermediate. Again, send your fan mail for that comment to the socials, to the Premier Podcast socials. I think that's the official name of it. Moneygall topped the group one on 6 points, 3-3 on the north. Says Enda, a cap of white with a great win. A friend of the podcast, Michael McCarthy, be extremely happy with that one, I think, beating Ballingarry. So that's themselves into, I presume it's a preliminary quarter as well, because they haven't drawn it here, haven't they? Not because they're waiting for the playoff game. And Ballybacon, you know, their season only starts now with them, with their place and confirmed in relegation. So they'll probably start training now for that or whatever.
Moneygall are probably most people's kind of come top of that. You know, they have a few session players there as well, and then kind of fight for second man between Cap and Ballygarry. And said Mike and Cap White come out on top there. They're playing after our match there on Saturday in, they're in goal, so they're, I didn't hang around for it, but did a good win. Eight points, to be fair, so.
Got on top early.
Yeah.
It shows, you know, Ballingarry are what, 2 years down now from Seamus O'Regan level. It's very hard to get back up.
They're kind of flowing, aren't they? They're kind of either going down or up. They're just, you know.
Too disappointing. I mean, not to get out of your group intermediate 2 years after being in Oregon, and then I think they lost the quarter final, or they didn't get past the quarter final stage last year. So when they were expecting to bounce straight back up.
What year was it that they got relegated? It was Kildangan Betman penalties, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was 2 years,
yeah. Fairly sure this year. Maybe skipping the year, but I think this is their second year down intermediate.
Yeah. What are they like underage, Kevin? Are they
would have been competing strong in the A's until recently, not winning now, but, you know, just kind of competing. But they're after kind of slipping back to a good few B grades now, which, you know, might suit. You can, you know, less pressure, I suppose, develop a few players and get a few championship wins is maybe what they need at this stage. But yeah, I think it's the style now, and maybe like the attitude, kind of just need to work on that as well. Obviously, the discipline, they seem to be just finishing too many games with 14 and that regularly. So They definitely need to work on that. But look, they'll have a long winter to reflect on it now, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Moneygall, in fairness, you probably say they're probably the second after Lara in the whole championship based on form. But then again, they met in the North Championship a few months ago and Lara wiped the floor with them. So I know we'll get on to Lara in a few minutes.
Yeah, and look, you know, that the further away from that game, you go, like, you know, a divisional result like that can be flipped over, like, you know, different conditions, different players back and things like that. Maybe Borland were more competitive than many expected against Laura the weekend. But before that, we've group two. And finally, a ray of light for the south, which would be Skeheen or Inky. 100% record in this, 3-3. I'll be honest, I did not see that coming when the groups were drawn. Knockavilla finished second, joint second, should I say, in...
Very joint second.
Do I even have the right teams in the playoff here? Boris Kane on 2 points and Ballinahinch. So Ballinahinch are in the relegation, isn't it? And Boris Kane versus Knockavilla.
Fair tight. Jesus.
Very tight. Like, you had Ballinahinch finishing -4 and then the other lads finishing -2.
Yeah, but that's, if you're Knockavilla on that one, you're not just saying, yeah, that's... Forget about it. We'll just take the division and win that they have, don't they? And we'll just go into prelim quarters anyway, rather than hold the whole thing up.
The other side of it is, you probably want to get rid of Burst again, maybe. Maybe that's in their thinking. They don't want them staying in the championship, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Do they not know, like, Laura in there and Moneygall and all the rest, that there's bigger...
Yeah,
maybe you're right, yeah.
Is that in the rule book? Are you allowed to give a team your position? Is that in the rule book? No, we'll have to.
Well, you could just give them a walkover, couldn't you?
Could.
Yeah, fucking huge find, though.
Yeah, true. Well, look, just say, look, we'll give them a walkover if you don't find us or something like that. But
just thank God Ben Hinch didn't score two more points, or Jesus, we'd be out.
November.
I seen the second half of that. They hit some scandalous wides in the last 10 minutes. Probably should have scored a few more.
3-4 would have seen him second, wouldn't it? 3 points, yeah.
Two more, yeah.
Yeah, always play to the final whistle in these, because, you know, we were talking last year as well, the tight margins in games, you know, it's great when it works out like that, and this group would be a case in point.
Yeah, Skeeney, in fairness, they were good the other day. A few of their marquee players really stand out. Your man of the Vons is a good old hurler, just great. Dara Brennan is very lively. Good hurler, scored a great goal. Connor Sweeney's a big unit, great hand, can take score as well. So, like, the full value for topping the group.
To go up, you would think is a stay up, but to go up and top your group, like, not even to worry about. Exception.
Yeah, it's great going. And, you know, we're still waiting on the draw for this, for the any prelims and all that. Another team that finished second and have won their division would be Kilsheathan. I suppose maybe a bit of a surprise that Drummond Inch won two and drew one in this, finished on 5 points themselves, and Kilsheathan drew at the weekend. Arravale avoid the relegation on 2 points, and Shannon Rovers going to another North team, joined Ballinhinch in the relegation there.
Yeah, disappointing for Shannon Rovers, all right. Been at this grade a long time. Kind of in a similar boat to Ballinhinch. Not great numbers underage. Still joining up with Lura, even though Lura have started a lot of their own underage teams there from under 12 up the last few years. So numbers are tight enough. The Shannon Rovers seem to be losing a few of their better players because they're gone a bit older. Look, they'll be desperate to stay in that division. It's going to be tough, though.
Yeah, and a little bit disappointed with Kilsheathan. You know, they drew two of their games at this, you know, against Shannon Rovers and against Drummond Inch. Like, so, you know, it's home against Ballingarry. You know, maybe that form isn't working out too strong. Look, they have, you know, a few lads that have been either, you know, Keogh, obviously, with the county at the moment, but Paul Maher, Bill Maher, recent experience, you know, in with the county, Paul Maher in particular. And, like, yeah, I think maybe, you know, county finalists last year as well, county intermediate finalists last year, that, you know, maybe they have a bit more in them as well. So they'll need to improve. They're another team again. So win their division, finish second. So they might or might not have a prelim quarterfinal. Not quite sure on this. And then the final group there would be obviously the talking team of this competition would be Lara. Workmanlike performance against Borland at the weekend. Stephen's gone on a pilgrimage to Mount Meadery tonight. He's so disappointed with Davin's performance at the weekend. He's after taking himself to Clahean. He said the under-13s are somewhere playing there, but I think he's gone up the hill praying that Davin's going to get a season draw in the relegation. But and then Golden, they qualify, so that might be a bit of a surprise as well. They're having a good year there as well, so they qualify in 4 points then. Orland, I think that's a bit of a surprise, they're not progressing from that group.
I think they're missing a good few players, Kevin.
Did they win the mid-intermediate? Did they have a
quarter? Yeah, they have a preliminary.
Not the end of the world, so.
Yeah, but they ran Laura fairly close, only 3 points in it, when they're missing a few players, so.
Yeah, I caught the end of that game. It was on before our game, Dala. Like, so as you say, workmanlike from Laura, just kind of held out in the end, just did enough, but, like, Laura weren't shooting lights out either, but they just done enough, and Borland kind of finishing third, but they can fall back into the boy anyway. But as you said, Stephen Down was obviously kind of sick in there. It's three losses and into the dogfight.
Somewhat of a reality check maybe for Laura as well. Maybe that'll benefit them blowing everyone out of the water. Maybe close match is what they needed.
Yeah, if they drew Kilsheathan now in a quarter final, like, you know, that looking at the team's finished second, kind of that could be a very tough draw for them.
Yeah. Yeah, anything can happen any given day. Like, not go hurling.
And if you take them out of it, who are you asking? You know, who's going to get to the county finals? Jeez, I wouldn't have a clue. You know, looking at them, like,
it's probably the biggest deficiency in any of the grades. Laura being in the intermediate, probably the only one. Everything else is kind of bang on, I think, in terms of grading.
And you will get Temple Derry ripped up the Orion last year, but, you know, they were in that for the last couple of years, whereas Laura kind of just having such a bad year last year. You could say maybe my Rovers in the junior this year kind of are shooting the lights out, but they're playing poor enough south teams, like, for the most part, including ourselves, you know, and in games. So they'll be tested once the county series starts there. But yeah, Laura definitely looks like the one, you know, Ken Hogan in charge, always, you know, complimentary about. He's kind of the results he gets out of teams, but yeah, it's no gimme.
No gimme. It's hard to win county finals at any grade. It's very hard.
Yeah, right, folks. Big news, son of God going into the Blaz, apparently. bit of a surprise there.
I had to check calendar to make sure it wasn't the 1st of April there today. I was like, someone sent on a message into the group. Was it one year or the other chat? I didn't. I was like, huh? I kind of look at it twice to kind of summarize it, to be honest.
Speaking of Mount Mellory, it's like we're sending missionaries to all these places. We're sending them to Wexford. We're sending them to Waterford, like, you know.
Yeah. There's talk of Willie Maher going in with Leash as well. For county managers, and we do players.
Yeah. They'll be all lining up for the jobs next. It looks a good problem to have, obviously. Yeah. Darren Gleeson up above as well, like, but yeah, okay, that's a surprise for me. Like,
yeah, geez, you wouldn't have seen it coming. I didn't realize. Maybe I'm open to correction. Is he that friendly with Davy Fitz? I know he was over him for a year or two in LIT, but just, I didn't think they'd be that friendly. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, sure, it's not the other one, Kelly, you know.
Yeah, I double check that, yeah. This lad has more teeth, so it's the tip version.
Yeah.
And more medals.
And more medals.
Yeah, maybe he's done. Look, he's been around a couple of tip teams there, maybe underage teams now on tip or settles, so he's just...
Yeah, maybe just kind of stopped, yeah, kind of a... get a year to experience in, come back in, and do say the kind of when Woodlock kind of maybe take a step up, win there under 17 and go from there. Like,
yeah, he's time on his side, he's a young man yet.
Yeah,
but look, didn't Cal do the job down there? Like, when we sent him down there, like, you know, he took his time to read the script, but he got it in year two or year three. Sorry, mission accomplished.
Yeah. Just kind of one thing as well, any of the kind of games you've seen from the group, any kind of horrors maybe outside of your normal names that Liam Cam might look at? Fair, 7 and 6 have probably been at every single game, I say. I couldn't think of anyone outside the normal names. Like Brian O'Mara, sure. Kieran Connolly fit straight back in, but like, anyone else outside of them, like, you know.
I think Sean Hayes will be in. Still a bit raw, maybe in terms of his shooting and finishing, but just buckets of pace, like.
Yeah.
You can't train a lad to, you can't teach a lad to have that sort of wheels, like, so. Yeah. If you could tidy up his finishing, his decision making, he'd be well worth looking at.
Need a couple of defenders as well.
Need a couple of defenders, yeah.
Injuries you're after taking hold.
In terms of defenders, I thought that Conor O'Dwyer that was in the 20s this year with Cashel has been going well. I think he's a tidy hurler, maybe a bit small, but. He's
I know he's been on the round. I must get out to see Owen Connolly now. I'm sure the quarter final or that, like, as well, he'd be another one that one looking to push on a bit. Like,
yeah, I don't know about pace wise, maybe for him. I don't know if he's going to be a half back. Maybe you could try him full back, might be a good full back, great hurler, great hands. I don't know. Sean Ryan surely worth another twist, Sean, is he? And he's good the last day again.
Oh, yeah, he's just consistently just. Good for me. Yeah. You know, like I know lads go out are paying different grade lower, but still it's going to hurt. Like, there's we've counted players paying Premier to me that are senior B and they're still in the county.
Yeah. I know John Campion as well, he's hurt an unbelievable
He's you only hear more about them, I think, as the you know, if they win another game, the champion.
Like a lad coming to the stadium now and set on fire for 2 or 3 games, the quarter final, semi and the final, like, you know, and it could be on everyone's lips. Like last year we kind of Kieran Connolly thing. In other way, there's players that didn't just dominated games and just showed it, and like lads that step up there, they know now that the stage there and audition, there's a mic and go for it.
Yeah, I'm sure if Jack Leamy comes back after his surgery well and Paddy Creedon starts to play well again.
Alan Tynan again, like, you know, he's back into it again. You know, so
there's loads of lads to be looking at, like, in fairness. And we've a young enough squad last year as it is anyway, so there's a good few lads who didn't get enough. Andrew Ormond as well, actually, he's been playing well, in fairness, maybe.
There's a call, yeah. A bit lightweight,
but he's after beefing up a bit now, in fairness. He's gone into a bigger chap.
Maybe you get a reputation as a lightweighter, but yeah, probably worth a go.
He's a finisher, isn't he? He's a really, really good finisher. Like, and Cahill always got the best out of him underage, so maybe worth looking at.
Is that factor as well? Yes, we know. I think, you know, having been in with Waterford kind of for the few years, he'd know what it takes as well, or he should know.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Right, folks, plenty to look forward to this weekend. It's non-stop now from here on in with Limerick quarterfinals and then the quarterfinals of the football. So thanks. We'll meet again soon.
See you, lads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.